Can you think of a more iconic tailgate to be at? Army versus Navy, and I mean, what a place to be.
720 WGN, Tales of the Tailgate, with a guy who has traveled the absolute universe in service of not only great barbecue, but great causes. Operation Barbecue Relief, the founder, Stan Hayes here. Of course, Stan, you and I have traveled so many different places around the country.
Often
times you're at great events with great friends. More often than not, you're there helping out in a disaster situation. Here, more of a celebration situation.
Absolutely.
Army, Navy.
Absolutely. You know, can you think of a more iconic tailgate to be at? Army versus Navy, and I mean, what a place to be.
You're oftentimes supporting men and women in uniform in a bunch of different ways. First responders, too. It's part of the programming for Operation Barbecue Relief. So talk a little bit about that. Here is a time they're put in situations, putting their life on the line all over the place, where they can kind of kick back, relax, and enjoy.
Yeah, you know, this is our opportunity to, you know, continue to support them through providing some good barbecue in a fun atmosphere, but then tell them the story of who we are and how we support them outside of the fun times, during the disasters, during their times of need as well. And then talk to them about the programs that we have specifically for veterans, first responders, active military, their families.
You've traveled a lot in a lot of different ways. The first time probably I talked to you is well over 10 years ago when Operation Barbecue Relief was just kind of getting started, getting out there, getting a name for itself. Now, super big, super, like, just well established. Do you find now at a place like this that you're getting recognized, that the name is out there? For what you do?
We are getting more recognized. We still have some work to do, obviously, to be more of a household name, if you will. But we're sitting at the hotel, and a family sitting there going, hey, I know that name. We're from Kansas City. I see you guys. And she turns around. She goes, I recognize you. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm in Maryland. And somebody's like, I've seen you on the news. And it does, it's weird, you know, we haven't had to do something in our hometown of Kansas City major, you know, since a little bit during COVID. So we haven't activated there. It took a long time for us to start getting some name recognition in the own community that we're in. Right. We had bigger name recognition in Texas and Florida and Louisiana than we did in Kansas City there for a while. So for us coming and doing this, it's giving back. It's partnering with another great nonprofit that's doing good in the same space. And we can do so much more together than we can divided. More organizations, I think, should be doing this.
Yeah, there's not a lot of hurricanes in Kansas City, right? So that lends itself to it. People here, they're enjoying it. It's a tailgate. They're going to have some great spirits, some great, you know, there's vendors all over the place. Yeah. They're going to have some awesome barbecue. So Stan, let them know what it is they're going to be experiencing today.
Yeah, so we went to our partners, right? And we said we went to Prairie Fresh, so we're going to do some great Prairie Fresh pork sliders. You know, we partnered with Grillo Pickles, so, you know, it's going to have some fresh Grillo Pickles on top. Then, you know, National Beef got us some beautiful beef heart clods, so it's going to be shredded beef sliders as well. And then, because we wanted to have a full array, we actually did some turkey meatballs. So, you know, we wanted it to be finger food so people could pick it up, go see the other vendors and go around. And, you know, it's a time to, you know, celebrate.
Off the air, you were sharing your experience here. Of course, a lot of sports fans listen to what we're doing. A lot of tailgate situations have sports. You said this was the most fun football game that you have. Your thoughts, Stan, as a guy who's been here in the game setting, what makes Army-Navy different?
I think it's the whole celebration leading up to it, from the march in to the skydiving in, of the whole theatrics, I guess, of this that build up to the kickoff. And then throughout it, I mean, just the people at the game. I mean, like I was telling you, I'm sitting in the Navy end zone with a retired Army colonel who's standing on his chair, getting even riling up the Navy fans. And I mean,
sounds dangerous.
It was amazing. I mean, obviously we didn't root for Navy at all during that time because we were with him, but no, the people were so respectful of one another, even though they were against one another, right? Versus, you know, some of the theatrics that you see at other college games or even, you know, the NFL, yes, where it becomes very contentious. It wasn't that way, you know. And that's what I think the beauty of it is that's what the sport should be, right? We should be able to sit there and cheer for somebody else, but at the same time go have a beer together and celebrate together of what a great day it was.
Fiercest rivals on the field after that, all part of that great team, America's team, Stan, you know you never stop. So where are you going to be after this? Obviously enjoying this, celebrating here. You got some things in the D.C. area. What happens next for OBR?
This is the time of year where we're really getting out and talking about what we do outside of the disaster side, and really wanting to focus to tell people more of the story that, hey, yeah, you might have heard of us because of the disaster work we do, but we want you to know we also support the military, the first responders, and their families. And that's the whole thing. Tell everybody to go to OBR.org. Look at our programs. Look at Camp OBR and the difference it's going to be making in people's lives, because we're going to be bringing those people down to Lake of the Ozarks and the camp. And we use culinary therapy to bring families together. We teach them how to grill and barbecue together and bond together, because food is the greatest unifier in the world. And that's what we're doing here today. We're unifying, you know, a bunch of Army and Navy fans.
If you can unite them, that's right? Doing something.
You know, through barbecue, through some beverages, through the camaraderie, and that's, you know, what the camp is doing as well.
Food is a great unifier. Barbecue is the greatest unifier in bringing people together, and the more you do, the need still continues. One more time on the social media and the website, Stan, before we go.
So the website is obr.org, and you can volunteer from there, you can donate from there, and then all of our social media is Op BBQ Relief, at Op BBQ Relief for Operation Barbecue Relief on all social media platforms.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. Stan Hayes, thanks so much for being here, for what you do, and for jumping on the show today.
Appreciate it. I love talking with you, and I appreciate you coming over and learning a little bit more of the new programs and everything we're doing.